Just talking about federal Common Core curriculum standards gets some conservatives riled up, like Wisconsin Family Action's Jelaine Appling.
I don't like how we got them. I don't like the national involvement. I don't like the curriculum choices that the standards seem to push people towards.
But the bill GOP state lawmakers are considering does nothing to change those standards. It only changes the way they'll get written in the future. Specifically, Hudson Republican Dean Knutson's plan would require the Department of Public Instruction to revise academic standards every 6 years and give the legislature the chance to approve or block them.
We're not the cooks in the kitchen. We're going to taste the finished product and say yes or no.
But DPI's Sheila Briggs says the plan could tie her agency's hands, take away local control, and create uncertainty for schools.
The bill would require the development of new standards just as our students are starting to be tested on the old ones, a move that has the potential to overwhelm our students and teachers.
Some Republicans chastised DPI for failing to include the public on Common Core. Baraboo Democrat Fred Clark said that criticism was misguided.
DPI's failed to do anything here. It may be the biggest thing DPI failed to do was foresee that there'd be a national campaign to convince the American public that somehow Common Core was a national conspiracy led by the Obama administration to somehow steal the soul of our children.
Whether Republicans make any changes to Common Core standards this session remains unclear. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald has said he's not sure assembly proposals, including Knutson's, have the votes to pass his chamber. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.